الحمد لله نحمد ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا دخل الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved friends, beloved children, we begin with the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer, nourisher. Allah Rabbul Izzat, unto whom belongs all praises. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ulama'i Kiram explain that in this opening verse of Quran Majeed, in which Allah teaches us that all praises belong to Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the Arabic language, the Alif Lam that comes in Alhamdu is known as Alif Lam Istighraqi, all-encompassing. All-encompassing, meaning every single praise that was found, every single praise that is presently found, and every single praise that will be found later on, including the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be making sajda before Allah Rabbul Izzat, and will be taught praises of Allah that was never taught to Rasulullah ﷺ before that. All these praises belong to Allah and Allah alone. When a man praises the beauty of his child, in reality, who is he praising? He's praising Allah. Because it is Allah who put the beauty in the child. When a man praises the beauty of a building and the architecture of a building, in reality, he's praising Allah, because it is Allah Rabbul Izzat who gave that architect the ability, capability to put the blueprint of that building on paper. So every single thing that is being praised, in reality, those praises belong to Allah alone. And may the choices and blessings, choices of blessings and durood of Allah Rabbul Izzat be upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, durood is no ordinary amal. Just one virtue that comes to mind, Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib, Rahmatullah alayhi rahmatan wasi'ah, used to say that so great and so beneficial is the amal of durood, that when you and I at this point and juncture send durood, and let us send durood inshallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then from this very point an angel comes and takes this mubarak durood of yours and mine's, ours, to personally present it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes happy and replies to the durood. But not only that, at every point any of Allah's makhluk and every single of Allah's makhluk that is met, be it the skies, be it the sun, be it the moon, be it the grass, be it the animals, each and every one of them inquires from this angel as to where he is going. And he replies that I am taking Abdul Salam's durood, Yusuf's durood, Muhammad's durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in return, every single of Allah's makhluk in return sends durood upon you, sends peace upon you. Subhanallah. Respected elders and friends, durood is that amal in which Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept peace of the mind, Allah has kept barakat of one's rosy and sustenance, and many, many other benefits. So let us make it a regular amal of ours, that daily we will try and send at least 100 times durood upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll all try inshallah. If we can't do that, then look at the kindness of Allah, look at the rahmat of Allah, my beloved friends. Allah's mercy is so great. And remember, nothing in the world and nothing in the year after will happen except by the mercy of Allah. Inna rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Allah's rahmat encompasses every single thing. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبِّي, except by the mercy of Allah. Our coming to the masjid on this beautiful day of Jummah, except by the mercy of Allah. There are so many people out there that are so engrossed, they do not even understand the value of this Mubarak day. Yawmul Jum'ah, my beloved friends, what a blessed day. In such a blessed and a Mubarak place. How blessed is this day, my beloved friends? That this particular day has been chosen by Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself. This day has been chosen by Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself for the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is on this day of Yawmul Jum'ah that Allah Rabbul Izzat in Jannatul Firdaus, in the arena of Mazid, will place the Arsh of Allah, and then around it all the thrones of the different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and behind it the followers of every Nabi, and this is where we will enjoy Jannatul Firdaus. All of this will happen on the day of Yawmul Jum'ah. And then so many other virtues of this day. A person who passes away on this day, what his status and honor will be in the eyes of Allah. A man who comes early for Jummah on this day. So many other sunnahs that one can carry out on this day. It's a topic on its own. Allah grant us all tawfiq to understand. And Allah grant us all the death of Yawmul Jummah. In Medina Munawwara, in Sajda, in Riyadul Jannah. Inshallah. Inshallah. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. Allah says, how you think of me, that's how I'll deal with you. And Allah's mercy again is so great that even if you die here, but your tamanna was to die there, nothing is impossible for Allah to take you there. Many incidents also where people passed away in different parts of the world, desired to be there, Allah took them there. So my beloved friends, our coming here on this Mubarak day, this Mubarak, again, it's a topic on its own again, the masjid. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. The most beloved place in the eyes of Allah is the masjid. So much shukr we have to make to Allah that all these restrictions and everything else that was found in the last few months are gone. Today we can sit back normally in the house of Allah, wherein so much of Allah's rahmat is descending daily, daily. Hundreds of Allah's mercy descends upon Ka'batullah Sharif. And then from Ka'batullah Sharif to Medina Munawwara, and then from Medina Munawwara to the different houses of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we come and we draw from the mercy of Allah. So great is the mercy of Allah, beloved friends, that ulama explained that in this world, every single ni'mat and bounty that you and I enjoy, starting from Iman to the Risalat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Quran Majid, Ka'batullah Sharif, our parents, our children, our rizq, our sustenance, these beautiful bodies that Allah has given us. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. We'll come back to this ayah just now. But every single rahmat, every single ni'mat and bounty of Allah that we are enjoying, put together from the time you are born till the time you leave this world, is only 1% of Allah's rahmat. Only 1% of Allah's rahmat. Every bounty. And how great is the bounties of Allah upon us in this world. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If a person tries to encompass and comprehend one bounty of Allah, one bounty, نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, singular word, نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, Allah says, لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You'll never be able to comprehend and understand. Never. A lifetime making shukr to Allah is too little. Imagine the entire systems of the entire universe. The entire systems of the entire world and universe has been created for one and one purpose alone. And that was to serve you and I. Everything, the sun, the moon, the oceans, oxygen, wealth, everything. Allah says every single makhluk of mine was created to serve you, O mankind. And you, O mankind, have been created for one and one purpose alone. And that was to enjoy the nisbat between Allah and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So all of this is only 1% of Allah's rahmat. The other 99% Allah has kept in store for us in akhirat. So we can imagine what akhirat Allah has kept in store for us. What enjoyment. What bounties we're going to enjoy in the year after? Ulama explained that every other makhluk of Allah was created by kun. by the command of Allah become and it became. Showing the love and the affection that Allah has for you and I. Insan. Ulama explained that this is just for understanding that Allah created us with His own hands. And our resting place, which is Jannat, also Allah created with His own hands. How much love Allah has for us? How much? And all of this is only 1% of Allah's rahmat. 99% we're going to enjoy in the Akhirat. Inshallah. Thumma inshallah. And the greatest of these bounties in Akhirat, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Will that be that moment when Allah will say, when we will first encounter the countenance of Allah Rabbul Izzat, وَجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٍ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٍ. When on that day, the faces will be shining, will be full of nur, enjoying the countenance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah's nur and tajalliyat will come down, and you and I will get the opportunity to witness this, and Allah will say, go, I am pleased with you, never to be displeased with you again. That will be the most beautiful moment for a mu'min in Jannat. Allah make us among those fortunate people, inshallah. So my beloved friends, all of this is the rahmat of Allah. There is no need for us to become despondent. Wallah, there is no need for a mu'min to become despondent. Just by entering and making nisbat with Allah Rabbul Izzat through La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is an everlasting nisbat, everlasting relationship, never to end, never to end. Every other relationship is a temporary relationship. A man has a car, he is the owner of the car till he owns it. When he sells it, he is no more the owner of the car. Your children, the day they pass away, they no more your children, they're gone. Nisbat is temporary dunya. Of course, in the Akhirat, Allah, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Allah says, those who leave this world with iman and they go on, those who come after them, their families will join with them again. Allah make us also fortunate. Those fortunate people who we will all, inshallah, meet our family members and we will enjoy Jannatul Firdaus together under the banner and in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. The point we're making is every other relationship is a temporary relationship. La ilaha illallah is an everlasting relationship. Allah grant us husn khatima. Make dua every single day. Every single day. If we can in our namaz, just before we make salam, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ. Oh Allah, do not seal our hearts after you have guided us and grant us a special rahmat from your side and allow us to die with iman. My beloved friends, there is such an onslaught and such an attack on the iman of every single mu'min. Every single mu'min in today's times. And Allah forbid, Allah forgive us. The greatest challenge is in our pockets, the cell phones. The challenge against our iman, wallah. Allah give us tawfiq not to abuse it. Allah give us tawfiq to use it correctly. And Allah forgive us if we use it incorrectly. And Allah grant us tawfiq not to see what we're not supposed to see. This challenge against our iman is in our pockets, in our bedrooms, next to our partners. If we can regulate the cell phones in our homes, it will be a good thing, inshallah. So every single day we have to make dua for the protection of our iman. Again, my beloved friends, we'll never understand. This is only Allah's special mercy on us, that Allah is protecting our iman. Allah brought us on this beautiful day to this beautiful house of Allah. All of this is only by the mercy of Allah. We're talking about the mercy of Allah. Illa man rahima rabbi. Only those upon whom Allah has mercy. And what do we deserve? And what did we do to deserve the mercy of Allah? Nothing. Now we're drifting again. Mawlana Yunus Daya Sahab, Maddazilul Ali, Allah grant him a long life. Very senior alim of this country from Marlborough. Five things a man should do to protect his iman. And in today's times, everything, my beloved friends, we have to make dua to Allah. We have to ask Allah. Mawlana Harun Abbas Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus and high stages. Allah unite us with them in Jannat. I heard a talk of his the other day on dua. The power of dua. Such a special gift to a mu'min. Such a special gift Allah has given us. Udu'uni astajib lakum. Wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb. When they ask you about me, O Rasulullah, say to them, I am very near. They must ask. And the more they will ask, the happier I'll become. The less they ask, the more upset I'll become. Unlike in dunya, you ask your best friend one time, he'll give you a second time, he'll give you a third time, he'll say, is there nobody else that can help you? Allah is saying, you ask me one time, I'm happy. You ask me the second time, I'm more happy. You ask me the third time, I'm even more happier. Why? In this amal of dua, there's abdiyat. You're showing Allah, I am the slave, you are the master. I cannot do, you only Allah can do. And how you think of Allah and how you ask from Allah, that's how Allah will deal with you. So my beloved friends, we're talking about protecting one's iman. First and foremost, make shukr to Allah for the fact that Allah has blessed us with iman. The more shukr we will make to Allah, the more Allah will increase us in our iman. And when Allah will increase us, inshallah, it is only possible that we will die with iman. Haji Amin Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, a very senior worker of this country, part of the shura, sometimes when traveling, he used to ask the satis, just stop the car here one side. And he used to get off and read two rakats namaz. He used to ask him, Haji Sahab, what's happening? He said, I'm making two rakats, making shukr to Allah for the fact that Allah has blessed us with iman. There are so many people, wallah, there are so many people that are becoming murtad today. We are in that time, in that zamana. يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلْ مُؤْمِنْ وَيُمْسِي كَافِرٍ. A man will wake up in the morning with iman and in the evening without realizing he'll die as a kafir. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Except that person upon whom Allah showers His special rahmah. And from every nook and corner there is an attack on our iman. So, we will make shukr to Allah for the fact that Allah has blessed us with iman. And enough shukr is not enough. A man will spend his entire life in sajda, on burning coal, thanking Allah for his iman is not enough. But it is a system of Allah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr, I will increase you. Secondly, my beloved friends, let us make amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us make amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this is the protection of our iman. We're running out of time. My beloved friends, the sunnah is so beloved to Allah. So beloved to Allah. That Allah says, in this, I will protect your iman. Secondly, you will become the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah says, say to them, if they want to become my beloved, they must make amal on your sunnah, and they will become my beloved, and I will forgive them. And in it is the protection of our iman. Let us make dua. Let us make dua daily for the protection of our iman. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. اللَّهُمَّ ثَبِّتْنَا عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَأَمِتْنَا عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَاحْشُرْنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ مَعَ الْإِيمَانِ. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ إِيمَانًا يُبَاشِرُ قُلُوبَنَا. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ إِيمَانًا لَا يَرْتَدْ وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَدْ. All these du'as we can learn from our ulama kiram. And if you don't know Arabic, so easy to lift your hands and in English, oh Allah, you have blessed me with the greatest ni'mah, protect it and allow me to die on it. Simple. Allah listens to all languages. Now one incident comes to my mind, but we're running short of time, my beloved friends. Mawlana Jamil Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi from Raiwin, one day he was talking about dua. He says, dua is such a great weapon of a mu'min. As in a man makes dua without moving his tongue, in his heart, then also Allah listens to him. And he says, giving bayan on this regularly, one day, Allah tested me, my son ran away from Raiwin. So I said, Allah, in my heart, Allah, I'm telling everyone about this, now I'm asking you in my heart, please bring my son back. So he says, the people from the kitchen were going, and by mistake, they took a road that they don't normally take, and they seen my son there. So when he seen them, he thought they came to fetch him, he ran away. So they told the satis that, please, we're going to do some buying for the markaz. When we come back, keep Maulana San here, we need to take him back to the markaz. And Allah brought him back to the markaz. The long and short of the story is Allah heard his dua in his heart without moving his tongue. That is such a great, this is how great a weapon dua is for a believer. Then my beloved friends, let us give da'wat. Let us call to the oneness of Allah and the greatness of Allah. In this is the protection of our iman. A man who makes amal and a man who involves himself in this great amal of nubuwat. And not only the amal of nubuwat, but the amal of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, starting from Adam alayhi salam right to the end. Every Nabi came to give da'wat. If we get involved in this beautiful amal of da'wat, of Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, calling to the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the beloved sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the everlasting life of Akhirat, then Allah's system is such that a man who gets involved in this effort, Allah will not only protect his iman, but Allah will protect the iman of seven generations of youth to come. Inshallah. Allah make us among these fortunate people. So my beloved friends, we diverged too much, we spoke about too many things. Just to a nutshell, let us make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat for the fact that Allah has granted us iman. Allah has made us from the beautiful ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything that happens, happens only by the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. Allah has granted us many, many weapons to by which we can draw from the help of Allah. And one of the greatest weapons for a believer is the weapon and the amal of dua. Dua, my beloved friends, Maulana was saying in his bayan, rahmatullah alayhi, that let us not only make dua for ourselves, let us make dua for every single ummati that is presently in the world and that is to come and that has passed already. Oh Allah, grant all the goodness that was ever to be found to every single person that is presently in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that is to come until the day of Qiyamah. What Allah will do for you. One simple dua. Allahumma ghfir lana walil mu'minina wal mu'minat. Allahumma ghfir lana, oh Allah, forgive us and forgive the believing man and forgive the believing woman. Is so beloved to Allah, my beloved friends, that every single mu'min that is presently found, so much reward Allah will give you. So if there's 5 billion Muslims in the world, for example, Allah will give you 5 billion rewards. And then, my beloved friends, Allah has also given us a very big amal of sadaqah. Right now, in this point in time, sadaqah tudfi'u ghadab al-rabbi, it extinguishes the anger of Allah, وَتَدْفَعُ مَيْتَةَ السُّوءِ, and it saves a man from an evil death, from a bad death. So let us give sadaqah in the name of ourselves, our parents, our children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadaqah holds great weight in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Sadaqah is such an amal that Allah Rabbul Izzat, subhanallah, there's an ayah of the Quran, slips my mind now, but nonetheless, in this, Allah Rabbul Izzat says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that make dua for those who took out from their wealth and gave for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We are all looking for people to make dua for us. When a man gives out in the path of Allah for the pleasure of Allah, he receives rahmat and blessings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my beloved friends, Allah grant us all tawfiq. Allah keep us with iman. Allah keep us steadfast. Allah make it that when the time of death comes, 500 angels come with banquets of roses, showing us our abode in Jannat, allowing us to smell the musk and the perfume of Jannatul Firdaus. Allah show us His kindness. Allah show us our beautiful abode in Jannat when we're leaving this world. And Allah save us from the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, even for the time that it takes to weaken eye, because we don't know when death will come to us. At any moment, death will come. Allah mustn't let it be that we leave this world in the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah make it that we can regularly perform our salah with jamaat in the house, in the house of Allah, in the masjid, and at home our wives and everyone else can make namaz on time. Allah give us tawfiq to make Quran tilawat regularly. A man who recites the Quran is actually communicating with Allah. And what better to communicate with anyone else? Communicate with Allah Rabbul Izzat, read Quran daily, make the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah save us from riba. Allah save us from haram. Allah save us from doing those things that will make Allah angry. And my beloved friends, please let us make dua. Dua is a great weapon. Make dua for our children. Parents' duas for their children are accepted so readily. That's why they say, mother shouldn't even tell a child, you are stubborn. Don't say you are stubborn. Rather say, don't be stubborn. Because so quickly, the dua of a mother is accepted, the dua of a father is accepted. Let us make dua for them also. Involve ourselves in the amal of the masjid, ta'aleem, little bit gush, whatever else is taking place. There's a dhikr majlis, involve ourselves there, send our children to the madrasa. These are all ways in which to protect our iman. Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, subhanallah, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.